Let's talk a little bit about water that is needed in your crops for your vegetable garden. Historically, the majority of people does not use any type of irrigation. We've got a lot of people who just rely on just the rain and the sunshine to water the crops. In years past, I know we've had 2 years of major drought just here recently in this area, and we have a lot of years that we don't get the adequate amount of rainfall that is needed for a good vegetable garden. So if you're only going to rely on just the rain, I would always have an emergency backup plan, and for those critical days, whenever maybe a week or two has went by and there's no rain has been present, maybe you want to get a little soaker hose or maybe have a water hose and you poke it full of a small hose and run it down your row and just let some water run that way. I always at least have a kind of a backup plan, have something that you, if you're going to rely just on the rain, I'd have a backup plan, an emergency, just in case we do get some droughts, because we do have known cases of drought here in this area in East Tennessee. And also some other people who do some irrigating of their crops, they will use overhead irrigation. And let's talk just briefly about that. Overhead irrigation, in one sense, does add water, and it does act like the rain. But in a lot of cases, it's not the best option of irrigating. A lot of times whenever you're adding water to your leaves, you're just asking for disease to come on. More moisture on that leaf surface for longer periods of time will always bring in funguses and bacteria to your crop. So I would try my best to steer away from overhead irrigation if at all possible. If you're going to irrigate overheadly, I would probably do it whenever you know the sun is going to be out pretty strong, and maybe do it early in the morning and irrigate them, and then let the sun come and dry off as quickly as possible. The time frame, is you don't want moisture on your leaves for long periods of time because it does bring in disease. Let's talk about some other ways of irrigating. Drip irrigation is a great option. That's what most of our large farmers are doing nowadays. This is a lot of times it's called T-tape or drip tape. I know that you can buy it locally at some of our farm stores around here. You can also get online. There's different companies that sell all types of drip irrigation that'll ship it right to your door. So maybe do some internet searches that way and find what you're needing. But drip irrigation is very, very easy to run. You're going to have several rows maybe marked out, and you lay it all out, and it actually adds water directly to the root system where the plant needs it to begin with. And also another option with that, you can always add a lot of your fertility through the drip system if you have the right setup. So I'd like to see more people go to the drip irrigation, because it does add water whenever your plant needs it. And it also, you can add more options of fertility, and it makes it a little bit easier for you to fertilize and give the plant what it needs when it needs it.